My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered.
Learning from Leviticus. Leviticus is a book that prepares the people of God for the presence of Yahweh. The sin of man needs dealing with, for a holy God to dwell among them. Two key moments that struck me from this book were the account of Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10 verses 1 to 3 and the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16. In chapter 9, the Israelites had finally had the glory of the Lord appear to them as the priesthood had been consecrated, sacrifices given and consumed. An awesome moment. But immediately following this, Nadab and Abihu, set apart as priests for service to God, brought a low moment for the nation. The whole of Leviticus shows us that God is holy, he must be treated as such, things must be done his way. Right at the start of the priestly ministry, Nadab and Abihu got it wrong. They brought unauthorized fire. They didn't do it God's way. And just like the sacrifice of chapter 9 verse 24, God consumes them. The message is clear and it's spelled out in verse 3. Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honoured. Moral of the story? Don't mess with God. Now that might cause us to run for the hills, yet our gracious God has made a way for us to come before him, to deal with our sin. Leviticus 16 details the Day of Atonement, the key day even today on the Jewish calendar in the sacrificial system. The sacrifice of a bull atones for the sin of the priesthood, the scapegoat is killed, paying the price for the sin of the people, and a second goat is set loose into the wilderness, signifying sin being taken far away. All of this, of course, points to Jesus, as Hebrews 10:4 says, "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin." Reading through Leviticus, I'm struck by the bloody nature of worship at the temple, certainly not like church on a Sunday. These two accounts of Nadab and Abihu on the Day of Atonement underscore for us the seriousness of our sin and the holiness of God. The amazing reality is that we can approach a holy God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, yet we must treat him as holy. We should not have a casual attitude to a holy God.
Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenoveec.com. That's contact@kenoveec.com.